Investigators in Ireland have been pursuing an excruciating question. It is how women came to be stuck in a modern-day version of the workhouse. That's a kind of forced labor camp we associate with some earlier age. Yet these Irish facilities persisted almost until the end of the 20th century. NPR's Philip Rees reports on what an investigative panel calls secrecy, silence, and shame.
They worked in laundries under the supervision of Catholic nuns. They were unpaid. They couldn't leave. They endured a harsh, physically demanding regime of work, prayer, and regular tongue lashings. Some 10,000 young women and girls went through this system over three quarters of a century. They include Maureen Sullivan.
I was only 12 years of age when I was brought there, and I was put to work in a Magdalen laundry. My education was taken from me. My name was changed. Why would they do that?
There were 10 so-called Magdalen laundries in all. The last shut down in 1996. But anger over the treatment of the women lived on. Campaign groups were launched to lobby for an inquiry and redress for the victims. Ireland's government eventually set up a committee to find out what part the state played in incarcerating the women. The findings make painful reading. Here's an excerpt.
None of us can begin to imagine the confusion and fear experienced by these young girls, in many cases little more than children, on entering the laundries, not knowing why they were there, feeling abandoned, wondering whether they'd done something wrong, and not knowing when, if ever, they'd get out and see their families again.
The committee concludes Ireland's government had a hand in sending more than 2,500 women and girls to the laundries. It debunks a popular myth that many Magdalen women were prostitutes or unmarried expectant moms. Some were sent to the laundries by the courts, it says. Some were orphans or from abusive homes. Some were sent from industrial schools for neglected children, from psychiatric hospitals, or by priests, foster parents, and their own families. Two-thirds stayed less than a year. Hundreds were confined for longer than a decade. Former inmates of the laundries insist they were physically and sexually abused. The committee says it only talked to a few, but found no evidence of this. The nuns, meanwhile, say they acted in good faith by providing a refuge to women and girls in need. Women from the laundries now want compensation. Maureen Sullivan says getting an official government apology is also extremely important.
That would mean the world to us, that we'd be able to say at least we got an apology. It would make our lives that little bit better.
Speaking in Parliament, Ireland's Prime Minister, Enda Kenny, used carefully nuanced words. He said he was sorry the stigma surrounding the Magdalen women wasn't lifted long ago, and...
I'm sorry for those people that they lived in that kind of environment.
Mary Lou MacDonald of the opposition Sinn Féin party was not impressed by Kenny's words.
I'm disappointed for the women, for the survivors, that you cannot stand and say the state was culpable, the state was negligent.
Yet the fact Ireland's government seems to accept some responsibility is welcomed by some of those campaigning on behalf of the 1,000 or so surviving Magdalen laundry women. Ireland's parliament debates the issue later this month. Catherine O'Donnell from the Justice for Magdalen's campaign says there'll be more pressure for a proper apology.
We want to see every politician of every party stand up and make their voice heard on behalf of this shamed, forgotten, neglected segment of Irish population and institute a reparation scheme.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.